listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at a passage from James chapter 4 and talk about why we don't get along. Here we go, James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, where we read. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. It's an interesting question. Where do wars and fights come from among you? James accurately described strife among Christians with the terms wars and fights. He's not referring to the battles that happen within a man or a woman, but those that happen among Christians. Sadly, the battles that happen among Christians are often bitter and severe. Then James explained the source of this fighting. He said, "Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?" The source of wars and fights among Christians is always the same. There is some root of carnality, an internal war within the believer regarding the lusts of the flesh. No two believers who are both walking in the Spirit of God towards each other can ever live with wars and fights among themselves. Almost all who have such a critical and contentious attitude claim that they're prompted and supported by the Spirit of God. But James makes it clear that this contentious manner comes from your own desires. Then the types of desires that lead to conflict are described. Covetousness leads to conflict. He says, you lust and do not have. Anger and animosity lead to hatred and conflict. That's murder. Again, James looked back to the Sermon on the Mount when he used murder to express more than actual killing, but also as an inward condition of the heart, shown outwardly by anger. But it all ends in futility. James said, yet you do not have. This points to the futility of the life lived for the desires for pleasure. Not only is it a life of conflict, but it is also a fundamentally unsatisfied life. This is the tragic irony of the life lived after worldly and fleshly desires. It never reaches the goal that it gives everything for. This fundamental dissatisfaction is not because of a lack of effort. We work hard in the effort to fulfill the desires, yet you do not have. This helps us to rationally understand the folly of living life after the lusts of the world and our animal appetites. In respect to some desires, you'll feel unsatisfied. Therefore, you're tempted to fulfill that sinful desire because you think or hope that it may be satisfied, but James reminds us that it will never be satisfied. It would be much wiser to accept a sense of dissatisfaction in respect to the desire now, and to discover that it doesn't have to be your master, demanding satisfaction at any cost. No, it's much wiser to accept this lack of satisfaction now, instead of after much painful and harmful sin with all of its consequences. Friends, may God give us the wisdom to put Him first and to not let our sinful desires master over us. With the power of Jesus working within us, we can come to that place, and we can come to it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.